Hello, I'm Reverend Don Hamer. On behalf of the Christian Anti-Defamation Commission, with reason number 6, why Barack Obama, who claims to be a Christian, is not a Christian by any historic or biblical standard. For 20 years, Barack Obama was a member of the Trinity United Church of Christ, one of the most radical Afrocentric churches in America, led by Reverend Jeremiah Wright. Reverend Wright is a self-described black liberation theologian who, according to Obama, was his spiritual mentor. Reverend Wright railed against the United States after the attacks of September 11th, saying, "Not God bless America, God blank America." Wright preached that 9/11 was God's payback to the United States for ignoring black concerns. Wright even said that HIV/AIDS is a plot orchestrated by the U.S. government to kill blacks. Black liberation theology is from the 1970s and is based upon Marxism, socialism, and class warfare. Although discredited decades ago, it still lives on at Obama's home church. According to black liberation theologian James Cone, racial identity trumps the fact that he is a Christian. "The fact that I am black is my ultimate reality. It is impossible for me to surrender this basic reality for a higher, more universal reality." Black liberation theology declares that whites are essentially evil and are to be viewed as the enemy. Whiteness, as revealed in the history of America, is the expression of what is wrong with man. It is a symbol of man's depravity. The coming of Christ means destroying the white devil in us. Jesus rejected race-based theology. The Jews and the Samaritans of Christ's day despised each other and even had rival places of worship. But Jesus said to a Samaritan woman, "The hour is coming, and now is, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. In heaven there will be people of every tongue, tribe, people, and nation who have been saved by God's grace in Jesus Christ. Who are you going to believe, Jesus or Obama's black liberation theology? Please forward this video to your Christian family and friends so they can be equipped to defend our historic Christian faith from those who seek to defame it. Visit www.defendchristians.org to find all 7 reasons why Barack Obama is not a Christian."